2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A new study out of BYU looked at 400 million voter records. They reported there is a large gap in political participation across race, age, and even party. I'm KSL News Radio's Chris Jacob.
Second, Draper police say the man found dead at an apartment complex this morning is 33-year-old Remy Rowland. He did not live at the apartment complex. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new crash in Davis County, but this time it's on the southbound side of I-15 near Parish Lane in Centerville. It is blocking a right lane of traffic and causing some backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low 90s with thunderstorm chances turn to 80s early next week. I'm Matt Johnson.
90 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he authorized FBI agents to search former President Trump's Florida home.
A White House official tells ABC News the White House had no advance knowledge of Attorney General Garland's statement Thursday. The Attorney General saying the department has moved to unseal the search warrant for the Mar-a-Lago search so the public can see the legal justification for the raid.
The department filed a motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, the White House.
But former President Trump could tell the judge not to unseal it.
The federal judge is going to clearly give President Trump and his lawyers the opportunity to respond to this. But it really puts them in quite a box. They have said this is all unwarranted and unjust. Well, the attorney general is saying, let's let the American people decide. It's really a remarkable turn of events today.
ABC's Josh Margolin. A standoff in Cincinnati between a man accused of trying to breach an FBI field office and authorities has ended. The confrontation began this morning, and it comes as federal agents warn of an increase in threats following the search of the former president's home. Some warning that they're preparing for an armed revolution. Officials say the man fled as agents confronted him and fired shots as state police pursued him. It's another sign that the worst of inflation may be behind us. Wholesale prices fell 0.5% from June to July, the first month-to-month drop in more than 2 years.
Such as gas prices that have gotten a little bit cheaper even in the midst of this inflation. Airline fares are cheaper, used cars and trucks, communications like computers and internet, even apparel prices, those have all fallen too.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow up 27 points. The Nasdaq plunged 75. You're listening to ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Earlier this afternoon, Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed that agents searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort last week. Merrick Garland defended the search.
First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Half of Merrick Garland's nearly four-minute address, in which he announced that he intends to ask a federal judge to unseal the search warrant, he did not take any questions.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.